the top of the Ideas Center.
A-F-A-I.
And the Lord said, let there be crap.
What's with all the crap?
It's not crap.
It's Crapinfest.
I can't believe it only comes 52 times a year.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Stop. It's hammer time.
Funk, rock, Peter Gabriel singing in German, soul, old school rap, ABBA singing in Spanish, glam, hair metal, Milli Vanilli singing in English, and of course, disco.
Disco is the pop music of tomorrow.
It's all pop, and it's only on Crap from the Past.
Shake your booty.
Shake your groove thing.
Shake your rump to the funk.
There's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one Crap from the Past.
It's craptacular.
Worldwide at crapfromthepast.com and Friday nights at 10:30 on
K-F-A-I.
Listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul. Different slogan every hour. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. I apologize for starting a little late this week, but they closed the highway, the entire length of the highway between the radio station and my house. Thus meaning that everybody else who wanted to take the highway was on the same side streets that I was. And the 40 extra minutes I left to get down here tonight apparently wasn't enough, so we missed by a couple minutes. So thank you to Ron and Gene for covering my sorry butt, and welcome to Crap from the Past. I just want to kill everybody. I'll calm down. It'll take me a song or two. So I got a lot going on this week. The band Kraftwerk came to the Twin Cities this past Saturday. It was really quite unbelievable. They started recording in 1971 and really haven't been all that visible here in the U.S. in at least 20 years. At least. And they came to the U.S. They played 4 shows in the entire United States of America, one of them being in Maplewood, Minnesota. Maplewood is a fairly distant suburb from Minneapolis-St. Paul. It's way the heck out to the northeast. They played a place called Myth, which I'd never even heard of. But it's huge, a gigantic, tremendous club that apparently used to be one of the world's largest shoe stores. If it wasn't one of the world's largest, it certainly felt like it. It used to be a Just for Feet, and they converted it into this enormous club where they have wrestling matches and some other stuff. You can fit many hundreds of people in there. And they did. They came out, they played. I'll tell you more about the show later, but Kraftwerk came to my town, and I saw them. It just really, it's so surreal, it goes all the way around. It's very concrete and real to me. So you've been enjoying Trans Europe Express from 1978. It hit the bottom of the pop charts here in the U.S. in its 45 version, and I'm playing the full album version from the CD. Very influential track. And what I'm going to do now, to start off the show, play 2 songs that are based, one very heavily on Trans Europe Express, one a little less so, but there's novelty value that goes along with that. So the first one of these sort of started, you could say it was the first, maybe the first song of its genre, I guess. It spawned an entire electro sound that had never been heard before outside the world of Kraftwerk. So what Africa Bambaataa did is he took the lick from Trans Europe Express, sped it up a little, and put some crazy synthesizer sounds behind it. And in 1982, released the very, very influential Planet Rock, which is right here on Crap from the Past.
Yeah. Monster Gerber.
What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
Back to a time that we never think of as being cool.
On Crap from the Past.
Keep on running, baby.
You got subjected to Milli Vanilli and you didn't even know it. Here in the U.S., Milli Vanilli released one album. It was big. You might remember it. It had some hits. Girl, You Know It's True, etc., etc. After that, well, they got banned for life, basically, by Arista Records. They said, no, we're not releasing any more of your stuff. So when the same people who recorded that first album recorded a second album over in Europe, here in the U.S., they had a hard time releasing it. Very difficult time, actually. They wound up re-recording some of the vocals and released it under the name Try NB, which came out on RCA Records. It didn't do anything. That sold like two copies. The thing I just played for you there is billed as the real Milli Vanilli, and it's from a European CD called Not All or Nothing. Keep on Running? I actually forget what the name of the album is. It's way over there, and I can't see it. But anyway, it's from that second Milli Vanilli album, the one you never heard. That was the best thing on it. So it ain't so good. There you go. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. You're listening to... Now, I'll tell you what you're listening to later. This is Crap from the Past, beaming out worldwide from KFAI in Minneapolis. I'm still recovering from my traffic incidents here. So much conspiring against me to prevent me from actually getting to the radio station on time. Now, in addition to... the Department of Transportation completely closing the highway that leads from my house to the door, basically, of KFAI. The Hiawatha Light Rail line screws up traffic on Hiawatha so bad you just sit at traffic lights while nothing else is going on. And then at Hiawatha and Cedar, a big accident, really big. They had an ambulance there. And I actually wound up following the ambulance all the way up Cedar to the parking lot, which is closed because of the KFAI record sale, which is going on this weekend. So it's a miracle that I was only 3 minutes late this week. I still haven't wound down. I'm still wound up, and it still makes me mad, so I apologize. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Don't bother calling me on the phone tonight, not answering the phone. Instead, you can send me email, ron@crapfromthepast.com. I can type significantly more calmly than I can actually speak right now. And what have I queued up? Oh, yeah, 5440. You don't know 5440. Well, unless you're Canadian. They were a Canadian band, and they had a good pop sensibility around them. They recorded for Reprise Records in the mid-80s, and they were a pretty sturdy band. The song you probably know by them was later remade by Hootie and the Blowfish, and they included that on the soundtrack to the Friends TV show, and it actually turned out to be a big hit for them in 1996. So here's the original from 1986, the band 5440 and I Go Blind on Crap from the Past.
Little child, did you know that there's a light?
And it's gonna shine.
monster Gerber.
No, you haven't been caught in the time warp. You're hearing exactly what you think you're hearing.
On Crap from the Past.
We'll be right back.
I guess I'm just supposed to talk over the end here? No, I'm supposed to mix into the next song. This is the 12-inch version of Back in Time by Huey Lewis and the News. I had a listener, Matthew, I think it was, asked, that's a good song. He was playing the Back to the Future soundtrack and heard the short version of that and thought, is there a long version of that? Why, yes, there is. I'm not 100% sure if there was an actual 12-inch single released for it. I have a 12-inch single, but it's the short version. What you heard there was from a Japanese remix CD. That doesn't get a whole lot of play in the Gerber household nowadays, but Huey Lewis in the News, Back in Time, on Crap from the Past. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul. Online at crapfromthepast.com and kfai.org. It just occurred to me, you know, just a full 7 days ago, we were doing the end of that pledge drive thing. And for those of you listening to KFAI, you know, we did the pledge drive. Elsewhere in the world, you got reruns. But a lot of you pledged. A lot of you pledged. And we actually broke our Crap from the Past donation numbers. We got my show earned over $2,000, which is pretty darn cool. So thanks to all of you. You're the people who contributed to helping pop music stay on the air here at KFAI and helping KFAI stay on the air. So we appreciate it. Thank you very much. There you go. And in case you were wondering, the New Kids on the Block memorabilia went to KFAI volunteers Squid and Lemur because they fit the bill. They donated the most, basically, and they actually wanted the memorabilia. So I delivered it to them without a lot of fanfare because they're actually friends of mine. So we didn't take pictures of me shaking hands with them and draping them in the sleeping bag and pillow. But so photo op wasted, perhaps, but that's okay. We just let it go at that. And that's the end of the New Kid stuff. I'm just thankful that it got a good home and extra thankful that it's not in my basement anymore where it's been for the last 18 years. So there you go. What have I queued up here? Oh, here, let me queue this thing up here because it's adorable. I want to wish Colin in Liverpool good luck. He's defending his PhD dissertation this week. He's one of my most loyalist listeners, and he's going to be Dr. Colin soon. So let's keep our fingers crossed for him. And in case you're wondering, he's sent me a huge pile of stuff, which is pretty much every week. I get a whole lot of stuff from Colin every week. And he sent me this. I've had a couple people ask me about this. This is actually his daughter. And this is his daughter's real honest-to-God reaction when Colin played my show. He plays my show for her on a fairly regular basis, but this is Grace's, his daughter's name is Grace. This is Grace's honest-to-God genuine reaction to listening to Crap from the Past.
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
Daddy, he's playing those horrible records again.
On Crap from the Past.
That's the cutest thing ever. So that's right. That's honest. Colin had just bought himself a USB microphone and was playing with it with the computer, and that is the most charming ID. Out of all 300 I have, that may very well be my favorite there. And the cute little British accent. I have to tell you, Colin, over here in the States, we loved it. We thought this was just the greatest thing ever. So keep them coming. We love it. And for you, we wish you good luck. And I'm going to play you a song from 1982. This is PhD, and I won't let you down on Crap from the Past.
Don't let me out of here.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
Winter, spring, or fall, there's no one hotter than Donna Summer.
On Crap from the Past.
Thank you.
ends cold like that. For real, that's how the CD, that particular song ends. Rumor has it, from Donna Summer, from her unstoppable period in the late 70s. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This is Crap from the Past, beaming out worldwide from KFAI in Minneapolis. If you're listening to KFAI, normally This Little Girl's Gone Rockin' shows up at midnight. Actually, this week, Mick has the week off. She's just taking a week off. Not sure what she's doing, but Hot Pants Radio will be filling in for Mick Novak this week. So instead of This Little Girl's Gone Rockin', Hot Pants Radio. Soul. I predict a lot of soul, and it's going to be really good. It's kind of the opposite of Kraftwerk, actually. Kraftwerk is soulful in their own kind of sterile sort of way. What you're going to hear, the opposite of Kraftwerk. And actually, this is as good a time as any to talk about the Kraftwerk show. I'm not all that much into trance music or dance music or some of the synthesizer stuff. So the idea of people just standing around playing synthesizers on its surface didn't thrill me all that much, but I thought, you know, it's Kraftwerk. Kraftwerk! The guys who invented all of this stuff. And they're coming here to my town, and they're only playing three other shows in the entire country. And I think it was like Denver, somewhere kind of in the Southwest, and San Diego, something like that. But it, not many show. Milwaukee? It's crazy, but New York? Nah. Chicago? Not going to happen. Instead, they came to Maplewood, Minnesota. A suburb, and the only claim to fame, I guess, of Maplewood, Minnesota is that 3M is based in Maplewood. So, there you go. I thought, Kraftwerk coming to my town, I better go. And sure enough, there are a lot of other KFAI people went. It was like a whole station meeting that took place there on this big, gigantic dance floor. So we get there, and what do you know? They have four pedestals set up on the stage, and it's like the album covers. It's just each little guy has his own workstation, and it's a pedestal, and on top of it is a laptop and a mouse, and really nothing else. And I was expecting some sort of, I don't know why I expected something with keyboards, you know, where you play notes on it with the black keys and the white keys, and you could play chords and notes and things. I don't know why I expected that, but here in 2008, nobody uses those anymore, apparently, because they had four laptops. And so, they walk on, I guess the curtain draws back, and all four of them are on stage. They're dressed entirely in black, and they're staring intently at the screens. And occasionally, they'd click a mouse. They didn't really do much beyond that. I mean, the music played and it was pretty flawless. Actually, it was completely flawless. And they had a gigantic video system behind them, a tremendous video system that played videos that were pretty well synced up with the music, or perfectly synced up. It was probably all pre-recorded. And it was a nice video display, but really the four guys from Kraftwerk just pretty much standing there, staring at their screens, not really looking at each other or interacting in any way. Maybe that was part of the act, I don't know. But to me, it looked like nobody was really doing anything and they were all surfing the internet without showing any interest at all in the audience or each other. Nobody tapped their feet along with the music. Well, one guy swayed a little bit. You could tell he was kind of into it. But the other three, they could have been, I don't know, whatever you do. To me, part of it anyway, felt like I was inside the wall of a coffee shop where there were people lined up along the wall checking their emails or something on the Wi-Fis set up there in the coffee shop. Not to say that I didn't enjoy it. I thought it was great because these are the guys from Kraftwerk, although one of the guys looked young enough to be my age or younger, which I thought was kind of odd, but maybe he, I don't know, maybe he was the Andrew Ridgely of the band, supposed to get the chicks or something. I don't know. But I enjoyed it. German, sterile, tremendous sound system, and the sound was incredible, but they pretty much stood there. Even more so than the Cars when they play live. I didn't know what to expect. And now I can say I've seen them and I enjoyed it. And there you go. So I'd see them again. I just shouldn't have expected communication with each other or with the audience or anything. They really didn't say anything. One guy had a little wireless mic hooked up to him, which he wore as a headset. And he sort of sang and spoke the sung and spoken portions of the song, but everything else seemed to be pre-programmed, maybe? And I don't know. Perhaps I'm dwelling on this a bit much. Not that any of you really care. So why don't I just play a Kraftwerk song? This is a song that a friend of mine had on 45 growing up. It was a neon green thing, and it was spectacular. From the album Computer World, this is Pocket Calculator from 1981. Kraftwerk. on Crack from the Past.
AI is supported in part by Dex. Dex, the complete up-to-date source for information. In the book, on CD-ROM, or online at dexknows.com.
Mr. Gasoline Man, please give me some gas. My tank is almost empty, so fill it fast. If you will just fill her up, I promise you this. into this pond. Fill her up. Give me all you've got till I scream I've had enough. Everybody clap your hands and sing in harmony. Come tiptoe to the gas pump with me. Put a tiger in my tank. Please don't delay. I've been waiting in this line since early yesterday. So, Mr. Gasoline Man, fill her to the brim, so I'll have enough gas to go through this line again. Let's tiptoe to the gas pump. Fill her up. Give me all you've got till I scream I've had enough. Everybody clap your hands. Sing in harmony. Come tiptoe to the gas pump with me. That things are shaping up, but only time will tell. Why, I've got more oil in my hair than you've got in your wells. Hey there, Mr. President, things are really tough. Speaking for the people, I think we've had enough. We ship in food, but still no crude. I tell you that's not right. This flower child has gone hog wild. I say it's time to fight. Let's tiptoe to the gas pump. Fill her up. Give me all you've got till I scream I've had enough. Everybody clap your hands and sing in harmony. Come tiptoe to the gas pump with me.
Yeah, man, can I help you, man?
Yes, please. Would you consider taking a ukulele and trade for a gallon of gas?
No, man.
Well, how about a tulip?
I don't think so.
Well, how about one of my brand new 45 RPM records?
Wow, man. So what's the name of it?
Come tiptoe to the gas pumps. Tiptoe to the gas pumps. Come tiptoe to the gas pumps.
Wow. Tiny Tim from 1979 and Tiptoe to the Gas Pumps. My attempt at topical humor, which is not really funny, but right now gas prices here in the U.S. about $3.50 a gallon, and it's only going up. I'm sure 1 year from now we'll look back on this and say, whoa, $3.50 a gallon, wasn't that a bargain? So there you go. I have to thank Babs, formerly a Friday Night Poker Party, for that particular song there, because that came from her collection. Babs had everything. Everything. So that's a little early. Why don't I just tell you that you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul, online at kfai.org and crapfromthepast.com. Once again, thanks to all of you who pledged your financial support to KFAI, my home base radio station, during our pledge drive for the last 2 weeks. I really do appreciate it. We got somewhere in the neighborhood of 21 pledges, 19 pledges. I'll have the exact tally next week probably, or at very latest the week after. So thanks. It's nice. I do appreciate it. Oh, the City Pages Best of the Twin Cities came out. And once again, I didn't win anything. Once again. So I had prepared a concession speech, which I left lying around, in which I wanted to thank the competition. I wanted to say that The Current, which won as best radio station here in town, had a good campaign. They were a strong contender, and that we should all get behind The Current moving forward in this great country land of ours. So there you go. Congratulations, The Current, for winning best radio station in the Twin Cities. I'll just stay right here on KFAI, though, because that's the way it goes. No, I prefer to be here on KFAI, because nobody tells me to play nothing. We don't have to hire a consultant to do anything. That's right. Our numbers aren't staggeringly huge, and we're really kind of fine with that. So there you go. So congratulations to us. Not sure where I was going with that. I had no exit strategy, you might say. So I've queued up track 8. Oh, this came from Kurt, our listener who pledged his financial support from Vienna, Austria, which was a real treat for me, or a treat for all of us, actually, to know that our teeny tiny itsy bitsy radio station out of Minneapolis has a very loyal listener in Vienna, which I think is pretty terrific. And Kurt, this next song is from you, and I shall dedicate it to you as well. He knows that I do the god-awful medley every week, and while this not may strictly qualify as a medley, it's more of a mashup. It's produced by the great Ben Liebrand, who had done some really astonishing remix work and worked his magic on this as well, and somehow managed to squish these two songs together in a way that makes it sound like they belong together. How could I not have thought of this? It's a work of genius, I think. This is a combination of Mama by Genesis from 1983 and We Will Rock You by Queen. It sounds ridiculous and it works quite well, thanks to the genius of Ben Liebrand. So thank you, Kurt, in Austria. And this is Scrap from the Past.
Waving your banner all over the place. Programming on KFAI is sponsored in part by the 20th year of the Minneapolis-St. Paul Home Tour. The Home Tour takes place Saturday and Sunday, April 26th and 27th. Information to help plan your self-guided tour is on the website, and that is msphometour.com. Guides are available at the libraries or at the homes on April 26th and 27th.
I tell you, I'm all right now, but last week I was in rough shape. I don't get a break with nothing. I played hide and seek when I was three.
No respect, no respect.
Why they wouldn't even look for me?
No respect, no respect.
I was an ugly kid, I never had fun.
No respect, no respect.
They took me to a dog show and I won.
No respect, no respect.
When I was born, I brought no joy.
No respect, no respect.
My old man said he wanted a boy.
No respect, no respect.
I was an ugly kid, always alone.
No respect, no respect.
Halloween, I had a trick-or-treat over the phone.
No respect, no respect.
Friends don't call, my phone don't ring. I don't get a break with anything.
What's the matter, Rodney?
Ah, death, where is my sting?
It's just Rappin' Rodney. Ain't that your type? No, no. Rappin' Rodney, get out of sight. It's just Rappin' Rodney. Make no mistake, poor old Rappin' Rodney can't get a break.
I'm getting old, it's hard to face.
No respect, no respect.
But during sex, I lose my place.
No respect, no respect.
Steak and sex, my favorite pair.
No respect, no respect.
I have them both the same way, very rare.
No respect, no respect.
I know I'm old, I could go any minute.
No respect, no respect.
I got a kidney-shaped pool with a stone in it.
No respect, no respect.
Dr. Vinnie Boombox, that's another one.
No respect, no respect.
I said I want to stop aging, he gave me a gun.
No respect, no respect.
I told him I got water on the knee. He gave me a sponge and raised his fee.
What's the matter, Rodney?
It ain't easy being me.
It's just Rappin' Rodney. Ain't rapture tight, no, no. Rappin' Rodney, get out of sight. It's just Rappin' Rodney. Make no mistake, poor old Rappin' Rodney can't get a break.
Now give me a break. Play something from the 40s. Now what kind of music is this? Now how about Stardust? Hey, what are you doing? That's not Stardust. Listen to this, will you? I mean, where are the flutes? What a band. Hey, don't quit your day jobs. Look at this. The drummer carries the melody. Hey, tell the bass player, I like his instrument. I just can't fight it.
No respect, no respect.
But Eastern Airlines thanked me for flying United.
No respect, no respect.
I got some money, what did I do?
No respect, no respect.
I bought some quicksand, the deal fell through.
No respect, no respect.
My car broke down, I called AAA.
No respect, no respect.
They left the car and towed me away.
No respect, no respect.
I can't take it no more, I'm getting too old.
No respect, no respect.
I called suicide prevention, they put me on hold.
No respect, no respect.
Winter, summer, spring and fall, I'm always up against a wall.
What's the matter, Rodney?
I don't get no respect at all.
It's just Rappin' Rodney. Ain't rapture tight, no, no. Rappin' Rodney, get
It's caving in. The heaviness, I can't take it no more. It's all over. Hey, where are my kids? Somebody help me. Hey, bartender. Hey, who's that guy with my daughter?
That's the full album version of Rappin' Rodney from Rodney Dangerfield from late 1983. Some might argue that that was perhaps too long, running at almost exactly 5 minutes, and that a 45 version would have been more appropriate on the radio. Perhaps, and actually, I would argue something like that myself here. In fact, let me play you my exact words from exactly 2 weeks ago. This is how I started this show. 2 weeks ago, yeah, at the very beginning of our pledge drive. Here, listen. In the meantime, scare up your credit card, have it with you, and write down this phone number, 612-375-9030. And to get things started, to demonstrate that you can do everything you need to do in under 3 minutes and have something memorable and substantial left afterwards, from 1974, here's Badger and Just a Chance on Crap from the Past. And then I went on to play a terrific Badfinger song. And that's what I did. By the way, the skipping there, that's my own fault. I got to use better software at home for the CDRs. I tried to cut corners tonight because I was in a hurry, and I won't be doing that again. Tell you what. So anyway, I 2 weeks ago, that would be April 11th, 2008, I went on record as saying, 3 minutes or under, and get your point across. Well, what do you know? 5 days after I said that, a guy named Joshua Allen wrote an op-ed piece in a thing called The Morning News, and it has a website, themorningnews.org, which proclaimed that 2 minutes and 42 seconds was the perfect length for a pop song. Any longer, and it's too long. Any shorter, and it's too short. 2:42, which I think is actually kind of funny. And the example he chooses is There She Goes by The Laws. Nobody has ever said, since the day this thing came out, you know, that goes on way entirely too long. And I kind of have to agree with him there. So, in keeping with the spirit of Joshua Allen's piece, although it takes it a little too far, but I get the point, and there's a point behind it. Get in, give me the hook, and get out. Don't be noodling around forever. I think that's sort of the point of it. Or maybe it's just light and fluffy and we're not to be taken seriously at all. I don't know. In any case, here's the song that Joshua Allen calls out. Exactly the right length. Nope, that's the end of Rappin' Rodney. How about this one? Nope, that's Badfinger. Boy, I'm falling apart tonight. 2 minutes and 42 seconds from 1990. Here's The Laws. And There She Goes on Crap from the Past. Just right.
Hey!
Boogie Monster Gerber.
That's it. The radio. I'll go on the most popular program of the day.
On Crap from the Past.
American Top 40.
Here's a tune that moved on to the survey last week at number 38. This week moves to 29, out of Germany. It's a group who call themselves Kraftwerk, and their song is Autobahn. The song Autobahn at number 29 in American Top 40 by a four-man group who call themselves Kraftwerk.
You know, at the time, that must have been the most surreal thing in the world, to have Top 40 radio stations playing Kraftwerk. Now, and this would, what you just heard there from exactly 33 years ago this week, from April 19th, 1975. That's Autobahn as it was climbing the pop charts. It didn't get all that high in the pop charts, but there it was, right on American Top 40. Very strange. Now, 1975 was the year that Casey and the Sunshine Band broke big. Fleetwood Mac was big. There's a lot of stuff that didn't sound like Kraftwerk on the air. And somehow, the little 45 version of Autobahn, which is 3 minutes and change, found its way onto the pop charts. Now, if you bought the album, I think it was Autobahn Part 1 on one side and Part 2 on the other, and it was like 20 minutes each, 20 plus minutes, which is totally unacceptable for airplay, at least, for most airplay. I guess you could play it in the wee hours, but not many people probably want to, you know, anyway, so there you go. I have it on American Top 40, and I apologize because the thing skipped all over the place, and that's the last time I used that default software that came with the CD burner just because I thought it would save me some time. Nope, won't be doing that again. 1 week's worth of mistake, and that's all. So, looking like it's two songs left here. Well, Let me have a little change of plans here. Let me cue up this thing here. Yeah, this is a good thing. If this is what I think it is, it's not. Yeah, I'm a professional. That's right. Okay, so, nope, I screwed it up again. You can't tell what I'm doing, but I need to bring more CDs to the station. So, May 1st is coming up, and in some parts, that's known as May Day. So why don't I play this song by the Illinois band Shoes? I get to do this every couple years. This is May Day from Shoes on Crap from the Past. And not just the kind you wear on the feet. Nope, that's the band from Zion, Illinois, if I'm not mistaken. Is that somewhere near Chicago? My geography's not so good there. But Shoes and Mayday, which I get to play every couple years here on KFAI, Crap from the Past, May 1st coming up. So there you go, Mayday. If you like Shoes, there's a Greatest Hits that came out in 1987. That's kind of hard to find nowadays. They released two albums on Elektra Records back in the early 80s and a couple more on some independent releases. And they're pretty hard to find. The song Tomorrow Night shows up on some compilations, and the song Too Late actually grazed the bottom of the pop charts and shows up on some compilations. So go digging around in your shoe closet. There you go. It's not funny. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul. Online at KFAI.org and crapfromthepast.com. Once again, many things going on. First up, let me thank everybody who pledged to KFAI during the pledge drive, which ended last week. Thank you so much. It's because of you that we're able to do what we do every week, yay, every day, every week, every month. And we don't have to run advertisements, so we don't do 16 minutes an hour of ads. See? Ain't it great? Next, let's see. Hot Pants Radio is in next, starting in like 1 minute. And that's taking place right here instead of Mick Novak this week, who's out. So This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. It's going to be more of a soulful Hot Pants Radio version of This Little Girl's Gone Rockin', and it should be really good. Also, the KFAI record sale is going on this weekend. It went on today. There will be a little bit more on Saturday and Sunday in the parking lot right here near Midwest Mountaineering at Cedar and Riverside. So come to that, won't you? There you go. What's going on? And in 2 weeks, Crap from the Past will be celebrating KFAI's 30th birthday, Crap from the Past style. I'll just leave it at that. It's really just unbelievable what I'm about to pull out of the hat. So that's coming up in 2 weeks. Yeah, there you go. Anything else? I got nothing. Let me start the theme to Hot Pants Radio and get out of your hair. I'll see you next week. Bye.